I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark. Lindsay Cumbia is the creator of the WMRA app that you can now download through WMRA.org. Lindsay, who's a first year at JMU, is in person a beamish young man with a killer smile, an impressive mind, and an all-consuming love of computers. First of all, for the benefit of me and my fellow ancients, what is an app?
It's something that you put on a smartphone that allows you to complete tasks that a long time ago weren't able to be completed using something that you can put in your pocket, like an app that takes pictures and then shares them with your friends. So that's what an app is.
Now, when you say a long time ago, we're talking 3 years ago or so?
Yeah, about a long time ago in modern standards.
Yes. Now, you are a first year at JMU. How come you're designing the WMRA app, Lindsay?
Well, there was an email sent out, and I
thought... By whom?
By Mr. Barthelet.
Okay, here at the station. Our general manager.
Yep. And I saw it, and I've been working on apps for a couple years now, and so I thought, well, that would be a good thing to do, to use up any spare time that I have. And so I emailed him, and he asked me to come in, and we did a little interview, and it was like, okay, here, you're doing it for us now.
Yeah. Tell me about you and computers.
Well, I've been working with computers for a while now. My family, we got our first computer when I was about 5, and I guess I kind of instantly fell in love with it. And since then, I've just been working with computers a lot and trying to learn everything that I can about them.
Now, when you say you fell in love, what about this computer did you fall in love with? I mean, they're not all that gorgeous. They just
no.
sit there.
Yeah, they just sit there.
Yeah.
Their ability to do things much faster than humans can and accomplish tasks that would take us years to do.
But you fell in love with this computer at 5. What were you doing with your computer?
I don't really remember. I guess I was just clicking on things, and I guess that was enough at 5. That was pretty amazing. It doesn't take much to impress a 5-year-old.
Tell me the story of the first time you said, I'm going to design a piece of software to do this.
Well, the first piece of software that I was working on, which I haven't finished an app yet. I always find something else that I want to work on. And so the WMRA one is going to be the first one that I actually finish. But the first one that I started working on was for livestock management. So keeping track of all of your animals that you have on your farm, like examining the animal, making sure that they're fine, and then keeping track of all that information over time. Because a lot of farmers just go out and look at their animals, and they don't have a history of what has happened to each one.
Why did you decide to do this?
Well, my family has a beef cattle farm in Luray, Virginia. So we were constantly trying to track all of our animals and make sure that they don't die and that we don't lose any of them. Because when you go around your field counting your animals, sometimes there's one missing. And then the next time you count, there are two missing. Then you start to wonder what's going on. And so this would enable you to keep track of them better. And I even designed a tag that you put in their ear that allows you to use the camera and one of these QR codes.
What's QR code?
A QR code is a little black and white, almost like a barcode, but people put them up all over the place, and it says, use your smartphone to scan this, and it'll take you to a website. So I designed a tag that has the QR code lasered onto it, and then you can take the app, and it will it'll scan the tag and pull up the information about that and that specific animal.
This cow, while you're out in the pasture. Now, when you say lasered on, did you do all that? Or
there's a company that creates tags that you supply the image, and then they use a laser to printed on.
Okay. And why didn't you finish this?
Another idea came up.
Did you? But it sounds as though you finished it to a certain extent.
Yes.
So that your family's cows have these tags.
I only got one tag done, and it never got put in their ear because we already had two tags in each cow's ear, so there wasn't really room. But when those fall out, we're going to put in the QR tags.
Right. So you got another idea.
So the next idea came to me on a trip my family took, my first trip to New York City, and I was sitting in a restaurant, and I was watching the waiters write down all the orders and then take it back to a computer, and they would punch in the order on the computer, and then a receipt would print out. They would take that, and they would put it up on a receipt holder thing for it to be prepared. And then the food would start to be prepared. So you're waiting all this time for them to write it down at the table, then take it back to a computer, and then print it out. And meanwhile, your food's not being prepared yet. So I thought, why not just have the waiter have a smartphone with them and be able to put the order in on the phone and send it wirelessly to the kitchen where it could start to be prepared immediately before the waiter even leaves the table. And then once the order is ready, the waiter would get a notification on their phone saying, the order for table 24. A2 is ready. Come pick it up. And then the waiter would go pick it up and take it to the table.
So did you do this?
I did it for a capstone thesis project in senior year in high school. And it's almost complete. I was working on it the first month here at JMU, and then WMRA app came up. And of course, that took over all of my time because we've been trying to get it out as quick as possible.
Can you, in language other than computer code, describe what you told the app to do?
Okay. So the first thing I told it to do is to display the home screen, which is the two stations and the donate button. Then it knows just to watch for the user to tap on something. Then when it taps on that thing, determine what to do. So if you tap on the WMRA button, it'll slide over to the next page, which when it slides over, it starts to download the information about the station and stream the audio from WMRA's website. And so then once it's started doing that and it has enough information to start playing, it starts playing the audio. And all this time, it's also listening for the user to tap on other things like the play pause button, at which time it would pause or play the audio depending on, it's the opposite of what it's currently doing. There's also the volume adjustment, which it just listens for the user to slide that and it adjusts the audio accordingly.
And you're telling the phone or the app or whatever it is, when a user does this, I want you to do this in the computer language.
Yeah.
What's your ambition?
Well, while a lot of people would say, well, I would want to go work for Apple or Google or after I get out of college, I'd like to work for myself. There's more creativity when you work for yourself because you can always be thinking about what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
You can see a photo of Lindsay Cumbia and check out the WMRA app on the Spark page at WMRA.org.